You're listening to the Medics Impact Podcast, giving you the tips you need to be successful along the path to professional opportunities. Job interview questions. They can be difficult. Like, what is your greatest weakness? Or confusing. Like, if you were an ice cream cone, which flavor would you be? But did you know that they can also be illegal? Hello, and welcome to episode 31 of the Impact Podcast. And today, we are talking all about illegal job interview questions. My name is Andrew Bogue, and I am definitely not a lawyer. But I am your host for today, and the editor-in-chief of the Medics Career Impact blog. Now, it's true. While there are some job interview questions that we may not like to answer, there are actually some questions job seekers absolutely, positively do not have to answer. Questions like, are you a U.S. citizen? Are you married? Do you have children? Do you have any disabilities or medical conditions? And more. Being confronted with an illegal job interview question can be a tricky situation. After all, searching for a job is already a confusing time, and we can often feel pretty powerless in the interview room. Thankfully, our special guest for today, Kristen, is here to give us some empowering advice. She's got a ton of experience with the right, legal way to hire as Medics' Executive Director of Recruiting Field Operations. So stay tuned as she shares her tips for identifying potentially illegal questions in a job interview, and the tactics for addressing them head-on with an employer. As a reminder, for more information on today's topics and much, much more, visit www.medicsteam.com/podcast today. You'll find the latest episodes of our show, as well as articles and advice that you need to power your career. Check it out at medicsteam.com/podcast. And now, here's my interview with Kristen. Okay, we are back with our special guest for today, Kristen. Hey, Kristen.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am great. Thank you.
Welcome back to the podcast.
I appreciate it. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Now, for those listeners who may have missed your first appearance here on the pod, can you let us just know a little bit about who you are, your title here at Medics, and how long you've been a part of the team?
Yes. So, absolutely. My name is Kristen. For those that may have missed it, I am currently the executive director over delivery here at Medics. So basically what I do is I oversee fulfillment within our field offices, you know, those individuals who are looking for potential job seekers to fill open and qualified positions. And I've been at Medics for 5.5 years now. It'll be 6 this upcoming summer.
Great. Well, thank you for joining today. And let's dive right into our topic.
Awesome.
Okay. So, you know, you're definitely working with our recruiting team.
Correct.
You are the team that are putting people to work.
Correct.
Every single day. So you have so much experience in job interviews and working with employers. And, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, one of the main realities of that is that there are job interview questions that are standard, some that people can expect. But then there are also other interview questions that are absolutely out of bounds and actually illegal for employers to ask. So kind of just to get us started and to put everything on the table, how are these guidelines actually put into place and why do they exist?
Sure. Yes, these guidelines are put into place through the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, otherwise known as the EEOC. Mm-hmm. And basically what these guidelines do, they protect job seekers from any sort of discrimination when it comes to hiring.
Okay, yeah. And that's, I mean, thankfully those are put into place. Because, you know, we all need a little support out there, and it can be a very confusing and stressful time when you're looking for a job, and there's a lot of pressure in that room. So, you know, it could be an easy time for, you know, to be taken advantage of or to be discriminated against. So to have those protections put in place by the EEOC is hugely important. But, you know, it seems like that could be sort of a broad definition. So do you have any specific examples of topics or job interview questions that are deemed to be out of bounds?
Yeah, there's actually a good amount. A couple, though, in particular, you know, race, color or national origin, religion, sex or gender identity, you know, pregnancy status, disability, age or genetic information, citizenship, marital status, all just to name a few.
Okay. Yeah. So if I'm, you know, in an interview and an employer says to me, hey, level with me here, how old are you? That's a no-no, right?
It is. You know, and you might not realize it, but technically, yes, that question is illegal.
Wow. Okay. Now, see, it's good to know this information, right? It's good to have a list of the topics that are not okay to be brought up in a job interview, and to know that there are mechanisms in place to protect us when we're looking for a job and we're in that position in the room with an employer. But, you know, a lot of times, like you said, you'll hear something and you're not quite sure if it's out of bounds or not. And frankly, you don't have a lot of power, it feels like, in that situation on the other side of the table. And you're just trying to get through the job interview.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say a job seeker's in this situation and they hear one of those things that should not be touched on and the red flags go off. What should a job seeker do if they are confronted with any of these illegal questions during a job interview?
Yeah, you know, and I think there's a couple of different things that mm-hmm. a job seeker can do, you know, and I'll list a couple here. First and foremost, they can always try to reframe the question to get at the root of the employer's potential concern and then look to basically readdress that reframed question.
Okay.
What I mean by that is if, for example, a job seeker is asked about their religious affiliation and they're not comfortable, obviously, giving that information up,
mm-hmm.
what the potential employer might actually be asking is regarding any sort of time off that the job seeker may need, you know, upcoming in their career. And so what the job seeker could potentially do is let them know that they are available to work any given day or any given time in their upcoming, you know, career in that schedule. In addition, they can ask how that question directly relates to the job duties, you know, and if you know, the interviewer, is not able to answer that, that's a good indication to the interviewer that that question might be off limits.
Sure.
Couple of other quick things, you know, the job seeker can absolutely politely and professionally point out to the interviewer that they're aware that the question is illegal. That's totally okay. And can even potentially go as far, you know, if the interviewer is super, super adamant about it, you know, the job seeker absolutely has the right to not answer the question if they don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And then going on the flip side of that as well, you know, pending what that question is and the level of comfortability that the job seeker does have, they can choose to answer, you know, politely and professionally.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are all great options depending on the situation. And I know something I always lead with in my advice for job seekers is to be upfront and honest as much as humanly possible in these situations.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, holding things back or pushing things aside those issues only grow over time. And it's not just about getting through a job interview. It's about the next step of your career and
mm-hmm.
really embracing an opportunity. And if you're already starting off on a bad foot during a job interview, odds are that it's not going to pan out to be, you know, a great career move.
I would agree.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
to address it head on and to either ask to reframe the question, point out that you know that it's illegal and out of bounds, or just be, you know, open and upfront about the information if you're comfortable with it. All those are great ways to really to tackle the issue head on. And
absolutely.
Like that.
Yep.
Okay, well, you know, before we leave our listeners here, you know, and I'm glad this is a topic we're covering because it's clearly important. I wanted to see if you had just any last advice for those who might be listening who are still a little bit unsure of what they should do to make sure they're armed with the best knowledge possible to go into a job interview knowing what's legal and what's illegal.
Sure. Yeah. And we appreciate that. You know, if any listeners out there, any potential job seekers are still having some concerns or they're having trouble, you know, navigating their job search, please always feel free to reach out and partner with an organization like MEDX, where we know and understand, you know, the ins and outs of interviewing and the ins and outs of job seeking. And we'll make sure that you're in great hands.
Well, thank you for joining the podcast again, Kristen. I know you've got a lot of work to get back to, but I'm definitely going to invite you back on to be a guest sometime in the future.
Yeah, and, you're so welcome.
Maybe we'll do something a little bit more fun than legal questions the next time.
That's okay. This stuff is important.
Definitely. Well, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Medics Impact Podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and access our full catalog of professional development articles on the Medics Career Impact blog.